pop star status conferred no immunity from police scrutiny. So placid was the Wailers' time in London that the one dramatic incident everyone remembers is the famous pot bust, and its surviving protagonists still bicker amicably about it nearly three decades on, as old friends and family will. Given the time and place, perhaps it had to happen, but since the outcome was comparatively relaxed, it's become one of those old war stories to which rosy hindsight has given aspects of a Keystone Cops farce. The band was leaving the Basing Street studio, and Neville Garrick, the Wailers art director, was slightly tetchy, having been away most of the night and returned to find the source of weed dried up. He's still annoyed that though they denied him a spliff, his brethren were twice damned when the cops produced joints from family man's socks and Bob's pockets. Although he chuckles at the memory now, family man clearly still remembers how extremely unhappy he was at the time. "Me as a mechanic, you know," he insists, "and me to tell Neville Garrick to get in the car early to make sure it warm up. But instead, him have to stay in the studio and keep warm." So when the police drive past, they see all of we sort of hanging around in the street while the little car's stuck on the road. Naturally, they have to stop and search us. When the police wanted to know who owned the weed they found under the driver's seat, Bob grandly declared, "Me claim all herb." Still grateful, Neville Garrick comments, "That got me off the hook." But sadly, Bob's philosophical gesture failed to impress the cops. Bob had the presence of mind to give his address as the Chelsea rental apartment where Marcia and Rita were staying with Marcia's little boy, they being the backing singers, the i3. When Bob arrived in the police car, he tried to announce himself in an unusual way, saying, "Is Robert," instead of the usual "Bob," to warn the girls. But sure enough, someone opened the front door, admitting Bob, Fams, Neville, and the cops, who were greeted by Rita and Marcia in their dressing gowns. His story was lent credence by the fact that Bob actually had clothes there because Rita was doing his ironing. Happily, Marcia's little boy leapt into Bob's arms. The adorable tight cooing, "Bob, Bob," melted the cops, whose perfunctory search of the Wailers' real ranch in Oakley Street missed the stash. Island Records chairman Tom Hayes was charged with defusing the situation. Humorously, Hayes reenacts his introduction of Bob to his defense lawyer. Says Hayes, "Mr. Bowler had a very Oxbridge accent and he was very respectful, but Bob, for some bizarre reason, decided to answer him in semi-patois. Bowler kept asking, 'I'm sorry, Mr. Hayes, do you understand what he said?' So this whole interview was conducted through me. Bob was obviously having a bit of fun because he could speak perfectly, quote, clean English when he was in the mood to. Then, near the end, it was classic. Bowler, the lawyer, asked what Bob's defense would be in court. Bob reached in his bag, produced a Bible, and pointed to a psalm about everything being put on earth for use, one of the favorite Rasta lines explaining why weed is a sacrament. Bowler kind of looked at him and said, very good, Mr. Marley, but I don't think the judge will accept that somehow. Perhaps that might not be our best line of defense." But when everyone boogied off to court, Bowler kept the emphasis on the religious aspect with the backup from the Bible. Bob got off with a £30 fine. Thank you very much.